This is a Riggs and Allie Rewind.
It's 103.7 Kiss FM with Riggs and Allie. Right now it's time for good news. Do you have good news to start the day? Could I start real quick? Do you mind?
Sure, go ahead.
Yesterday, I finally got a refund for something that I bought for my wife over the holidays.
Okay.
What was that?
I ordered her a pair of headphones, like those noise-canceling headphones, mm-hmm. you know, that you can get, the Bose ones.
Yeah. Which, okay, go ahead. Yes.
And she wanted the wireless ones. Well, I accidentally ordered the ones with the cord on it.
Mm-hmm.
And when they arrived, I was like, whoops, they were the wrong model. I meant to get you the wireless one. She's going to be traveling a lot more with her new job. I didn't want her to have the hassle of that. So I said, let me return them. I'll get the wireless ones. That was a month ago. A month ago when I sent the headphones back.
It was the holidays. Come on.
I know. But even afterwards, I was communicating with them, and they never said anything about the holidays, because I explained that. I said, I understand it's the holidays. If that's the problem, please let me know. They said, no, we're caught up. We're just having an issue today. You'll have it by the end of the day. Mm-hmm. That was last week.
What the hell?
I tried your noise-canceling headphones, and I remember I couldn't tell the difference. I didn't get it. I was like, I thought it was going to be like so dramatic. I'm just keeping it real if nobody's ever tried them.
Yeah, that's fine.
But you said they make a huge difference.
On an airplane, you can 100% tell the difference.
Yeah.
Putting them on, you can hear it. It just cancels out all that background noise from the airplane, like the humming of the engine and the air compression, everything you hear.
Yeah.
That's all canceled out, hence the noise canceling.
You hear people talking?
A little bit. Very cool.
See, like then that's not noise canceling. That's false advertisement by them. No,
well,
really.
Well, you want earplugs, Allie.
Well, yeah, I actually do, because when you say noise canceling, to me, that means noise canceling,
right.
Like muted.
Noise canceling meaning canceling.
That doesn't mean I can still hear
outside
stuff.
Outside noise stays out. Inside noise, the only noise that you want in your ears stays in your ears.
Yeah, I'm just saying, if I can hear other stuff, don't advertise yourself as
those. The thing you want to hear the most, you can hear the most. Everything else is like background noise.
Yeah.
It's how it sounds to me.
Yeah.
That's the only way to describe it.
It's kind of like having a hearing aid.
Yeah.
It intensifies what you're supposed to hear, and
exactly.
It puts everything else in the background. Mm-hmm. Kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
That's funny.
In a weird way. Yeah. What I got my money back yesterday, thank
God. Okay, I was wondering
yes, got my money back, thank God, finally.
Nice.
What's your good news, Gibbons?
Did you get to keep the headphones?
No, I sent the other ones back.
Okay.
We got the wireless ones back. It's fine.
Yeah.
It took a month, and I was like, I understand it's the holidays. Go ahead. What's your good news, Gibbons?
My good news is there's a genius in my family.
Really?
My niece, who is not even 6 months old yet, has said her first word.
Wow.
She said, da, 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 da. And that counts.
That would not count in Scrabble. That's not a word.
Did you know that dada is usually the first word for children?
Is it?
Yeah, which is ironic since, you know, most of them are sitting there with their mom.
And
the mom gets mad and then the kid goes dada.
Probably the easiest thing to do because you're mimicking talking. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
No, it's something having to do with how you say dada and how it's like, it literally.
How it's mimicked?
No, how they use their voice, how you learn to talk. Like, it's literally one of the first words for everyone.
Yeah.
Like, like for this, you know, whatever. I have to look it up, but you know what I'm saying,
yes.
Right?
Yes. You have a genius in the family.
That's right.
Dad has easier to say than mama, I guess, if you're learning how to talk or
totally.
Something. I don't know.
She's going to cure cancer, and she's going to send us to Mars.
You better believe it, damn it.
But
you better believe it.
The first woman to do it, yes. Allie, what's your good news?
My good news is that Hudson went to the dentist for the second time and got the rest of the cavities filled yesterday. But the good news is there were not three. There were only two.
All right.
One less cavity.
The dentist went in there, and he's like, Dr. Babcock's like, I thought there were three, but you know what? Good news. This one doesn't seem to have one on it, so we're going to do this one, and we're done.
All right.
So he's a tough guy. I mean, when they have to give you a shot in the mouth to numb you, and it's a long shot.
Hey, I got no sympathy. He ate candy to get those things. He did it to himself.
He did.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings, and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.